Good morning. It's Risenstein. That is Ellie Holcomb. We've got this hope. Yeah, we do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. We could put that album on repeat. Everything on that. It's just amazing.
Risenstein and Ray Haynes this morning talking about this season of Elul.
Elul.
Today, in case you had not heard, there's going to be an eclipse of the sun. What? Who do you? You would know. Who did that song?
Total Eclipse of the Heart?
Yeah.
Oh, see, you had to ask that.
I'm sorry.
That girl back in the 70s.
Yes, okay. Yeah. Well, we're all sick of the song.
Bonnie Tyler.
Bonnie Tyler.
I was going to say a Bonnie, but I couldn't get the last name. Well, we know she's making a lot of royalties today.
I'm sure she is. She has extra big bangs.
Where are we today?
Okay, so tomorrow in the afternoon, or actually evening, Elul begins. And today, of course, you got this solar eclipse. Right now, it's on the West Coast, working its way towards Georgia. And the reason I'm here to talk about Elul, rather than come in tomorrow to talk about this, is there's some signs in the heavens that right now are just going to stretch for the next 40 days with a lot of cool stuff in there. And I promise you there's going to be stuff, if you haven't already read it, that just make you go, what? You gotta be kidding me. And some of them, yes, they are kidding you, or else they're just wrong. So there's a lot of crazy stuff out there. So because it's during these fall feasts, I'm going to just come in and just give you a little intro to maybe what to think. And in fact, today, Elul number one, tomorrow, the first day of Elul, is when Moses went back up on the mountain. He smashed the tablets, went back up. So this day is really a significant day. So it's almost like Pentecost 2.0. Hmm. So if you're thinking Pentecost, you're thinking encounters with the Holy Spirit, outpouring of the Holy Spirit, hearing the voice of God. So I'm going to give you just a throwback moment to things we talked about not quite 2 months ago, about hearing the voice of God, because it's rather important, because when you're starting to talk about these unusual signs, it's where it comes into play. So scripture in Exodus, about that time, the first time they went up, when the people saw the thunder and lightnings, heard the trumpet, saw the mountain and smoke, they trembled with fear. In Hebrew, thunder and lightnings in the passage is really voices, like torches or fire. And voices was translated thunders, because voices are normally heard rather than seen, right? And torches was translated lightnings because it was matching. So it was just it's a strange way to translate it back then. But that's not really as important today. The bigger part is voices is plural. All right. So what the people heard was God, but many voices or languages. All right. So this means that everyone heard the Torah in a way that they could understand it in a language that they spoke, even though they were a mixed multitude. That's Exodus 12, all right? So same thing happened at Pentecost, all right? But the importance is this, is why does God even do this? What is the deal with solar eclipse? I mean, if he wants to talk to me, just talk to me. Mm-hmm. But see, that's the point, is he goes with your language.
Right.
And this is somebody's language, a lot of people's language. You know, for thousands of years, they live under the stars. And so this is right in their wheelhouse, and God is talking to them. He's trying to draw them near to him. And that's really, really important. So the fact that this happened twice, and went on to Pentecost, and it happened, you know, as the brand new Christian church is launched into the world. Mm-hmm. So the point is, God is always speaking to you. And if you learn anything from signs in the heavens or just reading scriptures, that God is trying to talk to you on a daily basis, not just through the Bible. He's trying to talk to you. He wants a really intimate relationship with you. So a number of things. God will speak to you in a language that you relate to. It's music. There's art. Like me, obviously, God speaks to me a little bit in music. I am right there with him on that. It's just, I'm crying all the time because that's just the language he speaks to me in. So art, dance, reading, nature.
He doesn't speak through. He doesn't speak to me through dance.
No, he doesn't.
Interpretive dance, go! Nature, water, stars and constellations, of course, tongues. I mean, he just speaks and speaks. His voice is always being heard. And number one, God himself said he will show wonders in the heavens when he wants to communicate to us, all right? Mm. So that's all we really need to know, is that God is speaking to someone. As I always tell about people, people when they say, you know, I really don't like that song. I go, well, give it 5 minutes. That's speaking to someone else. Mm. Let them hear God for 5 minutes. Give them 5 minutes, all right?
He's talking to us.
I could be talking to you, I guess. So, you know, that's their 5 minutes to hear. And the same thing is, you know, I'll be watching TV sometimes. I'm going, seriously? Really? Because I don't get it. It's not my language. The thing that's going on, but somebody else is going, wow.
Right.
And they're encountering God. That's so right. Some folks are really going to encounter God in a real way today. Some are just going to go whoosh, way off the deep end. But for the most part, our prayer is that God, whatever God's wanting to say today to you, to me, to anyone else, and tomorrow and for the next 40 days, that we'll hear. That's the prayer we need to be praying. Coming up, I'm going to take a jump forward 30 days to the next really big sign that's going to happen in the days of awe, just to kind of give you a primer for that before it happens.
And that'll come up at about 8:15, because at 8 o'clock, we're going to be praying today for people who don't know Jesus.
Amen.
This is the moment each day that we just take 5 minutes and we tell people about the hope that we have. And ask God to move mightily in the lives of those who have yet to say yes to Jesus. Mm-hmm. It's all coming up on Rise and Stein and Victory 91.5.